Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October the 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2 cents at 534 1/4, December wheat up 5 1/4 cents at 751 1/4, and November beans up 2 1/2 cents at 1244 1/2. Export sales this morning light on the wheat, 333. Beans were a good number, 1.04. And corn was very strong, 1.27. We had additional sales this morning of 261 beans to Mexico, 314 corn to Mexico. So that's a little bit of demand business there. Overall, a little bit of strength overnight. Dow is just 3 ticks lower. Crude oil is down 50 a barrel. So that might put a little bit of pressure on the oil here. But we're getting some rains in Illinois here today and around some of the Midwest. So we could be delaying harvest a little bit out here, but it's not untypical this time of year. We're running ahead of the averages, so we don't see any major problems for the time being. We dry out for a couple of days, tomorrow, Saturday, into Sunday, so I think we're going to be okay. I think crop report, we won't be as high relative to the five-year average as we were this week, but I still think we'll be above the five-year averages out here. Oats made a new contract high overnight, Minneapolis wheat. Made a new contract high overnight, so that's certainly supporting the wheat market out here to some extent, but we'll see if that carries over into today. Overall, we should be getting some harvest pressure, maybe a little bit lighter today because of the rains. Maybe the combines won't be rolling as hard as they usually do, so maybe there'll be a little chance for the market to catch its breath, have a little bit of a rally, and then I think we're going to be looking at lower prices longer term. So we're starting to get in the realm of what the reports are going to be on Tuesday. The estimates, I've seen about 3 estimates so far. They're all just a little bit better on corn yield and anywhere from a half bushel to a bushel higher on the bean yield. And I think that's reasonable. CONAB came out and said they expect a crop of 140.8 million metric tons on the beans, up from 137.3 this year. Corn, they're expecting 116 versus 87 this past year. So certainly if Brazil gets the crop in the ground, they get off to a good start, and they get some timely rains, we're looking at some huge crops out of South America. That's really about it. I think we got to keep our eye on the crude oil here. We made kind of a key reversal last night in the crude. We're down now 64 cents as we speak. So I think that'll have an impact on the bean oil to some extent. But as long as the wheat and the oats stay strong, I would say Chicago wheat will stay strong. Corn, I think, is a function of, you know, what the funds want to do. They're still long 210,000 contracts of corn. They want that big of a position going into the report. They haven't been spooked out so far, so I'd imagine they'll hold on. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.